from Washington, D.C. It's the last honest man in Washington. It's the Cooner Show. From the Washington Times. From our nation's capital. Live from the belly of the beast. It's Cooner Time.
Welcome to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. My friends, we have a jam-packed, superb, sizzling, must-listen-to, don't-touch-the-dial show. Trust me on this. In the second hour, Steve Malzberg will be joining us to talk about the issues of the day. Also, a ghastly, unbelievable story about abortionists here in Maryland. It is something out of a horror movie. You do not want to miss it. Trust me, my friends. We will have that and so much more. But first, the issue of the day. General David Petraeus, the commander of U.S. troops and NATO troops in Afghanistan, has now come out with a public statement, almost unprecedented, for a top U.S. commander to meddle and get involved in domestic politics, condemning the attempt by a Florida pastor to burn the Quran on September 11th. For those of you that have not been following the story, in fact, we had Pastor Terry Jones here on the Cooner Show just several weeks ago. Pastor Terry Jones is the head of a small church in Gainesville, Florida, called the Dove World Outreach Center. Now, what is it that the Dove World Outreach Center preaches or propagates? Essentially, according to Pastor Terry Jones, he believes that radical Islam is a threat to the United States and to the West, and that radical Islam was directly responsible for the 9/11 attacks. And so to protest the attacks of 9/11 on the 9th anniversary, this Saturday, September 11, 2010, on the 9th year anniversary, he is holding what he calls a Burn the Quran International Day, an International Burn the Quran Day. For him, it is a deliberately provocative act to try to get the world to focus on the violent extremist nature of radical Islamists. And also, as Terry Jones mentioned to me in an interview several weeks ago, if Muslims are able to build a mosque at Ground Zero, if radical Islamists like the Ground Zero Imam, Faisal Abdul Rauf, can build a mosque and preach Sharia law at the site of where 3,000 Americans were butchered on 9/11, then Terry Jones deliberately wants to be just as provocative to Muslims around the world by burning the Quran. For him, it's a quid pro quo. Now, what I find interesting is this. The State Department has now condemned Terry Jones' decision to burn the Quran this Saturday. Now you have General David Petraeus coming out and saying that this will endanger our troops in Afghanistan and endanger Americans all around the world. That the Taliban will use the burning of the Quran, especially if it's put up on the internet and it goes viral, as a recruitment propaganda tool to show that America is at war with Islam. Now, my friends, remember, this is the key point. For Muslims everywhere, whether they be moderate, reform-minded, or radical or extremist, it doesn't matter, from moderates to fundamentalists, the Quran is the holy book of Allah. They believe that it expresses the exact word of God as relayed to the Prophet Muhammad. So for them, it is a sacred text. For them, it is a text that must be treated with the utmost respect and dignity. This is why, for example, if you remember that bogus story that Newsweek eventually had to retract but first published, in which they claimed that U.S. interrogators at Guantanamo Bay had flushed a copy of the Quran down the toilet. You saw protests all over the world. In Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in Egypt, in Somalia, in Sudan, in Indonesia, you name it, they were up protesting. Newsweek eventually retracted the story, saying, well, no, that was false. Our reporter got his information wrong. No Quran was ever flushed down the toilet. But this is how much they revere their holy book. Now, let me be very candid with all of you. I don't like the burning of Qurans. I don't like the burning of Bibles. I don't like the burning of any holy book that is dear to any religion. To me, it is a question of mutual respect and mutual dignity. I'm not some guy that likes to burn Qurans to be provocative. However, having said that, what I find remarkable is the utter hypocrisy here on all sides. Number one, have you noticed the liberal media is now condemning Terry Jones for burning the Quran? The State Department is condemning Terry Jones. General David Petraeus is condemning Terry Jones. Everybody around the Middle East is condemning the Terry Jones. But tell me, how about when they urinate on the Bible, as they often do in Afghanistan or in Pakistan, as many Islamists often do all over the world, a common practice? Oh, suddenly then that's okay. Suddenly then the State Department doesn't say anything. Suddenly then the leaders of Afghanistan or Pakistan don't say anything. Tell me, when the Saudis confiscate Bibles and burn them, when they confiscate crosses and crucifixes and throw them away, when they even ban any worship of any religion outside of Islam, oh no, that's okay. That's okay. Suddenly then they're not being insensitive. No, 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 no. Then they're just enforcing the truth. They're Islamic countries. They adhere to the law and rules of Islam. Islam is the one and only truth, they say. Of course we can't have Christian churches. Of course we can't have Jewish synagogues. That's hypocrisy number one. Hypocrisy number two, which is to me the most disgusting of all. I understand, I really do, to all my Muslim friends out there, I understand it's insensitive. I understand it's disrespectful. I understand it's provocative. But now, to flip it, do you see how provocative and insensitive the Ground Zero Mosque is? That to you is hallowed ground. That to you, the Quran is a sacred text. But to us, to the American people, the site of the World Trade Center, in which 3,000 Americans were murdered on that fateful day in the name of radical Islam. That's the key. Where the attacks were planned in mosques, where 19 Muslim hijackers, using the Quran as justification. Now, you may say it perverts the religion. You may say it's a false interpretation. That's fine. But it was still done in the name of the Quran and Islam. Where 3,000 Americans lost their lives, and now their family members have to beg, they have to plead for that mosque not to be built? Now, let me use your arguments. All of the liberals out there, all of the pro-mosque people out there, this is a question of religious freedom. Terry Jones, hey, he has to burn that Quran. He has to now, by your own logic. That's what you've been arguing. That mosque now has to go up. It's Islamophobia for that mosque not to go up. They can build it anywhere in the world. They can build it anywhere in America. But if they don't build it at the site of Ground Zero, you say it's Islamophobia. Okay. So if it's a question of religious freedom, if it's a question of religious expression, well, the same thing with Terry Jones. He has to now burn that Quran. Hey, it's a question of religious freedom. It's Christophobia. You are denying his evangelical church the right to practice their anti-Muslim and anti-Islam views. Oh, you don't like it. Oh, suddenly now we have to be sensitive to your needs, but you can't be sensitive to our needs. We have to be sensitive to your sensibilities, but we can't be sensitive to our sensibilities. No, 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 no. Respect goes two ways. Respect is a two-way street. Now, If you don't like the Quran being burned, then maybe you shouldn't like building a mosque near Ground Zero. You have the right to build a mosque. No one's ever disputed that. He has a right to burn the Quran. But it's a stupid thing to do, isn't it? It's provocative. It's incentive. It's insensitive. Huh? You don't like it. Yes, he has the right to freedom of speech, to the First Amendment, to freedom of expression. But sometimes, discretion is the better part of valor. Sometimes, it's better to be kept quiet, rather than needlessly arouse and anger people. It's called common sense. He wants to protest the radical Islam. There are many other ways he can do it. He doesn't have to burn a Quran. But similarly, you want to build a mosque. There are many places to build a mosque. You don't have to build one at Ground Zero. So, the same logic that applies to Terry Jones, I want to apply to the Ground Zero Mosque. And so the question that I have for everybody in Cooner Country, do you believe that the burning of the Quran this Saturday, International Quran Burning Day, is it putting our troops in danger? Is it compromising our mission in Afghanistan? Will it needlessly inflame Muslim and Arab sentiment across the Middle East? 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. We'll come back with your calls right here on the Jeff Cooner Show, the last honest man in Washington.
Are you a Cooner Tuner? Call Cooner now. Let your voice be heard. 301-984-9570. 301-984-9570. It's Cooner time.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570. Let's go to our blazing phone lines. Steve from conservativemonster.com on line three. Steve, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff. All right. First of all, there will be terrorism whether Dr. Jones cancels Burn the Quran or not. So it doesn't matter if he cancels it because the terrorists, you know, they're looking at it as a victory anyway. So now he has to go through with it. You know, and I'm offended by Muslims burning flags today in Afghanistan. I noticed that General Petraeus did not denounce or stop that protest. You know, maybe if Petraeus would unleash the U.S. military, you know, the terrorists would be afraid to attack them. But instead, it's the other way around. Petraeus is hand-wringing, and the terrorists are emboldened.
Steve, brilliant call, buddy. Look, they're burning flags in Kabul. They're protesting in Pakistan. They're protesting in Indonesia. Suddenly now, they're telling us whether we can or can't burn Qurans on our own soil. Now, they have no fear. That's what if they're burning flags in Kabul, in the capital of Afghanistan, they don't fear Petraeus, they don't fear NATO, they don't fear the U.S. military. And do I blame them? With those rules of engagement, I wouldn't fear us either if I were them. But this is the thing that gets my blood boiling. We have now lost over 1,000 of our best and brightest in Afghanistan. We have plunked over $1 trillion to liberate that country. And those ingrates are now protesting our flag. They're protesting the fact that this pastor wants to burn the Quran when we liberated them from the Taliban and those fascists. To me, I can't believe these ingrates. Now, and Steve, the other point that nobody wants to mention, so if they don't want to mention it, I will. Tell me, why is it not acceptable for the Quran to be burned here in America, but it's acceptable for the Bible to be burned and desecrated all across the Muslim world? Why the double standard? That's what I find absolutely remarkable. Yes, I understand. If they respected Christianity, if they respected the Bible, if they respected America, and they said, hey, look, guys, this guy is being really provocative. He's burning the Quran. We find it very insensitive. That would be a different issue. I'd say, look, Terry Jones, I'd say, Terry, what are you doing causing trouble? Oh, you can burn it. It's your right to burn it. But come on, man. But no. No, 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 no. This is what is to me remarkable. Suddenly now you have the State Department issuing statements saying we do not like any deliberate attempt to smear or insult ethnic or religious groups. Really? What about all the Americans? What about all the people in America, Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, who are offended by the Ground Zero Mosque? Tell me, when that imam is preaching Sharia law, when that imam is telling us that we were an accessory to 9/11, that Osama bin Laden was made in the USA, oh no, that's not offensive, huh? That's not offensive to have a 13-story mosque right there on Ground Zero. That's not offensive. No, no, according to them, you have to swallow it. Too bad you're offended. They have a right to religious expression. Well, okay, applying your logic. Hey, Terry Jones, he has a right to religious expression. He has a right to religious freedom. And now suddenly Petraeus is worried. Oh, this is going to endanger the troops. What do you think about that mosque? You don't think that's going to endanger the troops? When that Ground Zero mosque is built, that is going to be a monument to the conquest of radical Islam in America. It'll be a symbol of victory. It will embolden them like nothing has emboldened them. They're going to say to each other, I can see it in the caves of Afghanistan. Abdullah, Abdullah, look at the dumb Americans. They build a big mosque. We preach Sharia law 600 feet from where we killed 3,000 of the dogs, the infidel dogs. They are going to see it as a huge victory. Oh, but then Petraeus says, I don't get involved in domestic affairs. Ground Zero Mosque, he has nothing to say. Nothing to say. But suddenly you burn the Quran. Look how we have to bend over. Look how we have to kowtow. No, 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 no. Enough is enough. I want the same standard for Islam and for Christianity. If it's offensive to Islam, then it's offensive to Christianity. If it's offensive to America, then it's offensive to Islam. So you pick. Take your pick. Ground Zero Mosque goes up or Ground Zero Mosque goes down. Quran gets burnt or Quran doesn't get burnt. Take your pick. If sensitivity is the standard, no problem. Then the Ground Zero Mosque goes down and Terry Jones cannot burn the Quran. But if it's a question of religious expression, well, then Terry Jones should go ahead and burn his Quran. Let's go to Shane in Rockville on line 4. Shane, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff, isn't it ironic that these people that don't want this guy burning the Quran say that it will cause violence, yet they say that this is a religion of peace? I mean, which one is it? I would say to these Muslims, if you're upset, this is America. I've spent my whole life watching the flag being burned, the Bible taken out of schools, and Christ taken out of Christmas. So, you know, if you don't like it, leave.
Shane, excellent. You hit the nail right on the head, buddy. That's another point. I didn't even think of that. Peace! Peace! Religion of peace, peace, it has to be peace. That's all I've been hearing now for 10 years. Peace, peace, it has to be peace. Oh, hold on now, hold on. You burn a Quran and they're going to be rampaging. You burn a Quran, they're going to be slaughtering troops. You burn a Quran, there's going to be bombings all over the world. We have to be careful. Well, what is it? Is it violence or is it peace? Take your pick, because I'll tell you this. My taxpayer dollars from the National Endowment for the Arts has deliberately gone to fund art, so-called art, that puts my crucifix in a bottle of urine. My Bible is regularly desecrated. Hey, atheists have been burning Bible in the United States for years. They've been burning the American flag for years. I see abortion clinics wherever I go. My most fundamental conscience rights are being violated every day. My taxpayer dollars are being used to federally fund abortions, which goes against my fundamental Catholic beliefs. Do you see me rampaging? Do you see me threatening their people to murder them? Do you see me issuing fatwas? Because I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic. I believe in genuine peace. I believe in civil disobedience. I believe that people can be free to disagree and we settle our differences, whether it be on paper, whether it be in the courts, or whether it be through the ballot box. But I don't settle it by beheading my enemies. So the question I have for all the supporters of radical Islam is this. If it is peace, if your religion is so peaceful, then tell me, why are so many of you calling for a jihad against Pastor Terry Jones? 301-984-9570 is the number. Is General David Petraeus right? Should the Quran not be burnt this Saturday? I want to hear from you on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. Back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington, 301-984-9570. Let's go to Mike in Washington, D.C. on line two. Mike, thanks for holding and welcome to the Cooner Show, my friend.
Oh, Jeffrey, the good Catholic boy's on again today. I love it. Jeff, this is a test of tolerance, my brother. Listen, this is a test of tolerance. We don't have Sharia law yet. So burning is our national right, whether it's the flag, the Bible, or the Quran. You're absolutely right. It's Christophobia. It's not an issue for the troops, Jeff, because if it is, we take the $6 billion a year we're spending there, and we let them eat each other for breakfast. If this was China or Russia, forget it. Over. Putin goes right to Dagestan, takes them all out. By the way, I want to correct you. You're the last honest man standing. I never want you to lie. This is not a ground zero mosque. It's a close to ground zero mosque.
Oh, you're right. Near ground zero.
It's a block and a half away. So let's call it the block and a half away mosque. You know, just for the purpose of being honest. You know what I mean? Because this thing's now getting emotional. Just like they said in the paper today, the key to voting in November is emotion. We had that emotion 2 years ago. It was called change. Now they're saying Ohio's in play and Michigan's in play. Listen, Jeff, they should burn all the Korans they want around the world. They're going to cut your head off with or without the burning. They want to kill you and your family with or without the burning. Petraeus should resign right now, and we should put Putin in place.
Mike, I want to thank you for that. I got to tell you this. Say what you want, but in Russia, believe me, if they want to burn a Quran, they can burn a Quran. And ask the people of Chechnya, ask those Chechen extremists what they think of Putin. Believe me, they fear him. And have you noticed? Putin took care of the Chechnya problem. All those radical Islamists that were threatening Russians, that were blowing up apartment buildings, taking school children hostage. Have you noticed? We haven't heard a peep from them in the last 4 or 5 years. Now, he's a strong man. He's a dictator. He's a crook. But hey, he's a Russian nationalist. He knows when you have an enemy, you crush it. We have to now look to the Russians to show us how to win a war. And I was just explaining this to Ray before we got on the show. I said, Ray, have you noticed? The last war we in the United States won was in 1945 when we defeated Japan with two atomic bombs. We didn't win in Korea. That was a stalemate. We won in Vietnam, but we turned that into a political defeat. We didn't finish the first Gulf War. We liberated Kuwait, but we didn't knock off Saddam. We haven't won in Afghanistan. We haven't won in Iraq. We haven't won a war in nearly 65 years. We have to go back to 1945. Now, my friends, what does this tell you about a superpower when you are facing a threat of global proportions? 150 million people at least are self-styled radical Islamists. You have terrorists who blow themselves up, blow up innocent men, women, and children, and we can't win one war. Right now, if I'm a radical Islamist and I'm in some cave in Pakistan or Afghanistan and I see the troops are already leaving before they've even come, I'm feeling very good about myself. If I'm Osama bin Laden on my dialysis machine in the caves of Tora Bora, I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Shane from Rockville made a point for me earlier, and he was just saying, you know, you spend $1 trillion to fight radical Islam around the world. But you got the guards in Gitmo having to wear gloves to handle the Quran.
Exactly. Well, we don't want to offend them.
Shane made a great point there. It's just that, like, you know, what side of the fence are you on?
Exactly.
Here?
Well, we don't want to offend them, Ray. You see, you can't offend anybody. You know, they have to have rights to a lawyer. They have to have rights to unlimited Pepsi and snow cones. I mean, these people are putting on 40, 50, 60 pounds in Guantanamo Bay. And then you have the leftists. I kid you not. The leftists are screaming, it's Auschwitz. They're dying of obesity. We're killing them by clogging their arteries with too much pizza, 24-hour cable television, and diet Pepsis. Forget the diet, Pepsis. They don't like diet. They want Pepsis. And Klondike bars. And this is our Auschwitz. And we can't even touch their Quran without putting plastic gloves on. This is what radical Islam has reduced us to. And now, near Ground Zero, they are going to be preaching Sharia law. You have an imam. You want to get some more information on him? I dug it up over the weekend. This is a man who in the 1970s, this guy, Imam Rauf, wrote letters to the New York Times praising the Iranian Revolution, praising the government in Iran, those theocratic mullahs, those fascists, praising them, calling for the destruction of Israel. He was the one who said, no, we have to wait Israel out in a letter. Eventually we will annihilate the Jews, but we Muslims have to be peaceful. Oh, not very peaceful, are you, Imam Rauf? This is the guy that we have to allow to have a mosque near Ground Zero, who defends Hamas, who spits on the memory of those that died on 9/11 by saying Osama bin Laden is made in the USA? That we have to swallow. No, that we have to swallow. Then General David Petraeus, he's mum. I don't hear him. But now, this pastor, 50-member church, my Italian family is bigger than this guy's church. So he wants to burn a couple of Qurans. Oh, we're going to lose the war. It's going to be the end. It's Armageddon. This is how pathetic we have become. This, my friends, is political correctness run amok. We are so afraid of the radical Islamists. Look how we cower at their sight. Look how we cower at the fear of offending them. The more this thing goes on, hey, look, my attitude is a simple one. You can burn the flag. You can burn the Bible. Then you can burn the Quran. Welcome to, hey, liberals, I didn't create this America. You did. So what's good for Christianity, what's good for the goose, is good for the Muslim gander. Let's go to Roy in Oklahoma City on line two. Roy, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Yes, Jeff, I've got something to say. We've got an Army Ranger down this road here in Edmond, Oklahoma. His name is Lieutenant Michael Behena. He ended up killing a terrorist enemy, and the Army prosecuted him. He is sitting in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and has been for over a year now. And anyway, evidence, exculpatory evidence, was withheld in his trial. That's what the U.S. Army has done to this guy. General Petraeus better start worrying about his own troops and prosecuting them for killing the enemy and tying their hands. Then he should be worrying about what's going on out in the civilian world in Florida at a Florida church. Something is deeply wrong within the United States Army.
Roy, I want to thank you for that call, and that's why, my friends, it breaks my heart to say this, but I have to say it to speak truth to power. My conscience dictates me to say it. It is why I believe we will lose. We will lose in Afghanistan like we lost in Vietnam, because we are fighting with both hands tied behind our back. You have a top-level command that is so politically correct that they are issuing medals to our troops not for killing the enemy, but for not having so-called killed civilians. You get medals for not how many civilians you haven't killed for, quote, showing restraint. And as this is going on, as we're all talking about Terry Jones, and rightly so, 6 more Americans were killed today. The insurgency has spread from southern Afghanistan to northern Afghanistan. Now they're even hitting parts of Kabul. We are losing Afghanistan left, right, and center. And rather than focusing on a strategy for victory, look everything that we're doing. Don't defend the Muslims. Don't burn the Quran. Be careful with your rules of engagement. God forbid you should kill a civilian. We can't have that. Our NATO allies are thinking of leaving. Britain has said they're leaving. Canada has said they're leaving. Many of our European allies have said we've had it. My friends, we are losing the war in Afghanistan. And rather than saying what the radical Islamists truly want and truly seek, they will behead us no matter what. They hate us no matter what. Whether Qurans are burned or not is irrelevant. For them, everything is an excuse for their jihad against the West and against America. This is what Petraeus doesn't understand. This is what Obama doesn't understand. So my question is a simple one. How many American body bags have to come home? How many service members have to come home before we realize we're in a war? We may be playing games in America to appease the Council on American-Islamic Relations, to appease the Muslim civil rights groups, to appease the ACLU. But tell you this, I'll tell you this about Osama bin Laden. I'll tell you this about the Taliban. They're playing for keeps. And remember what bin Laden said. The day he launched the attacks of September 11th, here's what he told his followers. My fellow Mujahideen, we brought the Soviet Empire to its knees in Afghanistan. We defeated the first superpower, and now the second superpower, America the Paper Tiger, will be next. Just as we crippled the Russians, we will now cripple the Americans. Now I ask you, he seemed like a lunatic, didn't he, 9 years ago? But now, look at us in Iraq. Look at us in Afghanistan. Look at us all over the world. I ask you, who's on the rise and who's in retreat? Let's go to Matt in Fairfax on line one. Matt, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Matt?
Oh, not too bad. I got two comments here because I want to get to my second one about old Mr. General Petraeus because I really want to make a comment on him. But
sure.
Let me make my first statement here.
Sure.
We had over a couple hundred fellow Muslims killed by their radical jihadists in Iraq the other day. Women, children, men. Do you think these people really need or really care that some little man in Florida that leads 50 little people in his flock burns the Quran? Do you really think they need any motivation whatsoever? My second comment to General Petraeus. General, I pay you to fight a war and seek out and destroy the enemy, not to run your fat mouth. I think your troops are aware of the fact that they're in a war zone and that they are killing the enemy and that the enemy is trying to kill them. Hello, it's time you wake up. Maybe we need a new commander.
Thank you, Matt. 301-984-9570. Amen, brother. The question before the House is, do you agree with General Petraeus' statement that burning the Quran by that Florida pastor on Saturday will endanger U.S. troops in Afghanistan and incite and inflame violence and tension all around the world? 301-984-9570. I want to hear from you. This is Jeff Cooner on 570 WTNT. We're going to take more of your calls right after the break.
A terrorist is really laid back. You find an infidel and give his head a big whack. CA soldier, just shoot him in the back. Thank Allah, I'm a jihad boy.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. Let's go to Bob in Silver Spring on line two. Bob, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, we face a lose-lose situation. Critics have said that because this pastor is burning Bibles, it's going to increase recruitment for jihad. But think of it this way. If we let that tower, that mosque be built close to ground zero, people, the Muslims will say, hey, we're facing a paper tiger. And that'll increase recruitment too. So whether we oppose radical Islam or whether we support it or keep silent, recruitment will go on.
Bob, that's a very good point, and I want to thank you. That's the point I've been making for a long time. We're in a fight to the finish. They are not going to back down. For radical Islamists, who represent about 10% of the Muslim population, they see the West and they see America as its mortal enemy. And all you have to do is read their websites, read their pamphlets, listen to their speeches. They want to create a world Muslim empire. They want to kill all sinners. They want to kill all infidels. That's why they even kill moderate Muslims. The biggest victims of radical Islam have not been Christians or Jews. They have actually been fellow Muslims, fellow co-religionists, because they believe that if you're sinning, for example, if you have adultery, if they catch you eating pork, if they catch you drinking wine, if they catch you in any way not being devout or faithful enough, you don't pray five times a day, then off with your head. Now, let me just read to you a little quote. This is the problem that nobody wants to address. You see, this is why, in all honesty, if Terry Jones really wanted to make a really good statement, he would read the Quran instead of burning it. Because if you read the Quran, as I have read the Quran, let me just give you one statement. This is chapter 8, verse 12, verse 13. Don't take my word for it. Chapter 8, verse 12, verse 13. It is full of verses like this. Now, if this is not a call to violence, if this is not a call to jihad, then I don't know what is. Here is what it says. It says, it's a prelude. We have to destroy all sinners, and we have to convert the earth to all believers of Allah. Quote, I will cast, this is now the Prophet Muhammad speaking on behalf of Allah. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. Therefore, strike off their heads and strike off every fingertip of them. This is the punishment for non-believers. This is what they say justifies their terrorist actions. Have you noticed why they behead so many people? Have you noticed why under the Taliban or today in Saudi Arabia or Iran, let's say the crime for stealing is they cut off your fingers? Or if women wear nail polish, they cut off your fingertips? Because they believe it has justification in the Quran. So, either we confront this reality and say there are parts of the Quran that are clearly violent, that clearly lend themselves to extremism and jihadism, and demand that the Muslim world reform itself and confront the radical extremist elements in its midst, or, my friends, you're going to see many more millions being recruited. They're not going away. So the only question, I said this to Ray before the show, it's like the 1930s. Will we stand up to the tide of fascism? We didn't in the 1930s, and the result was millions died. Now the question is, will we stand up to the rising tide of Islamic fascism? My friends, this is the seminal challenge of our generation. And when I look at Petraeus, when I look at Harry Reid, when I look at the Dear Leader, I don't know about you, but they don't inspire me with a lot of confidence. But maybe that's just me. Let's go to Peter in Stafford on line one. Peter, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Thanks, Jeff. I have 2 points. One is advice to General Petraeus. If he's really concerned about the safety of the troops, he can just advise each soldier to convert into the Islam. And I'm sure that will be welcomed by the world. But then, what's the point of fighting? I mean, what else do you want to give up to those Muslims? Do you want to give up your wives, your daughters? And the second thing is, I think General Petraeus should be defending American freedom and Americans and not this Muslim in chief from the White House. That's my point.
Thank you so much, Peter. Let's go to Tom in Florida on line four. Tom, thanks for holding, buddy. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hello, Jeff, and a shout-out to the Cooner country from Florida. Jeff, I'm only about 80 miles south of the Gainesville area, so it's getting incredible coverage down here. And I have to give you credit because I heard it first on the Cooner Show, that interview with Reverend Jones.
No, we were one of the few that had the guts to have him on. And,
right.
Tom, he was the one that said this is done mainly in protest to the Ground Zero Mosque. The AP and the mainstream media are deliberately downplaying that angle. But, Tom, I got about 30 seconds. I don't want to cut you off. Go, baby.
Yeah, Jeff, you have to understand the attitude of the people here. They're already posting impeachment signs down here. The people down here are fed up with the administration.
Tom, are you going to go to that rally, that Burn the Quran rally in Gainesville?
I'm not sure, Jeff. I would be interested in all the satellite antennas. You know, I'm a technical person, but I think you'll get just as much coverage on the news up there, Jeff.
Oh, there may be violence. I think they're going to have to call in the police. He's already gotten death threats. Trust me, my friends, this story is going to heat up. We'll have this and so much more right after the break on the Cooner Show. Don't touch that dial. We got Steve Malzberg coming up next here on 570 WTNT.
The Cooner Show. Cooner Show.